Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. If radio announcers ate hot coals for breakfast, it would sound like this. This is the Flubble montage. It's a combination of a flub and a mumble.
Everyone makes mistakes. Chaz and AJ make a lot.
What the?
The Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus of New Haven Flubble montage.
And then tomorrow and Sunday, get some sunshine. Hello. Mostly cloudy, breezy, President's Day, low 50s. Right now at 49 Wallingford.
That's your Chaz and AJ, excuse me. Connecticut Lottery traffic report. Too many sound effects.
Just right down this time. It's when the show went off the rail. Wow.
We did.
Both of you guys.
Yep.
That was all within like 12 seconds of each other.
But that was nice. He made me feel better by doing it himself, too.
Well, it's like a tag team.
Right.
Okay, I'm done flubbling. Your turn.
Right.
Okay, I got this.
Yeah, I was thinking about like domino theory. I fell, he fell.
There's an icy patch in this weather and traffic report.
Yeah, we both
people
fell.
Down left and right.
We both saw AJ go down. I went to help him.
Right.
I went down.
Went down.
Trying
to
pull him up.
Right, thank you, Phil. Thanks for trying.
It's like a Three Stooges bit.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Next clip.
Here's clip two.
I don't know how to tie this into dumbass news.
Right.
Dumbass writes song about Paul McCartney.
Yes, well, Paul McCartney was singing.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay, fight, ping.
Thank you.
Bouncing a ball. That was my brain hitting the inside of my skull.
This is what would happen if you ran into one of these people that are carrying clubs in their cars.
Right.
Boop.
Right. The tire checker.
Dun. Dun. I heard you say denims.
Denims. I heard dunce. Dunce.
It's like the main spring in your brain popped.
Bing. Dunce. Right. Okay. Bing. Right. Bing. Yeah, that was me snapping inside. Dunce. Okay.
Bing. Bing. Next clip.
Clip three.
It stumped the chumps.
Good job. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Meteorological.
You
see you
Friday.
You were doing so good.
Meteorological. Yeah. Weather trivia.
Know when to say when.
That word will just take me right out.
Know when to fold them. Oh, Jesus. I'll add to the next one. Yeah. See you later on today.
That was a bonus one. That was 3.5.
I appreciate that.
Here's clip four.
With Adriana Lapacino.
Papalucci.
Okay. And now they gotta move their credits, but will their credits be valid because there was a faculty problem? Maybe they weren't.
She became a drink first. I love a Lappuccino.
What the hell?
Can I get a light Lappuccino, please?
Wow, that's really bad. Now my review yesterday makes more sense.
Do you put Sambuca in a Lappuccino?
All right.
And here's the last clip of the week.
Whatever, it's someone's grandma. It looks like Paul McCartney. I'm having sausage.
Yeah, it's actually Pat McCartney. Pat McCarthy. His brother. Twin brother.
That's why he has a different last name?
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah, I was waiting. I was like,
McCarthy.
I go back to... Dun, dun,
dun, dun. And there's your flubbles of the week. Thank you, McDermott. A man shoots a ball bearing with a slingshot at a car.
Happy
wow.
Friday.
Wow.
No, it's not 1762.
Right. I shall fire the ball bearing at you, sir.
Is this Dennis the Menace all grown up?
Right. You got to be a pretty good shot. I want to know more details than this story offers, but if you have a weapon in your car right now, can you call it in?
Yeah.
Any kind of a weapon.
You don't have to give me your name. Just, you know.
Right. You could be anonymous.
Yeah.
I remember being in the back of my older brother's car. He was a hothead at the time.
Okay. So you need something.
He was one of those guys who would get into a fight in the bar on a Friday or Saturday night.
Yeah, I've had friends like that, too.
Yeah.
I used to take him to the hospital a lot. Because he lost a lot.
Yeah. But it was the first road rage incident I had ever witnessed in a car. I was in the back seat. I don't know how old I am. Young.
Right.
Real young. Under 10. And he starts going back and forth with a driver, and he starts reaching back by my feet. I'm like, what is he doing?
And held time to, like, tie my shoelaces.
And he pulls out a tire iron.
Oh.
And I'm like, I know that's not to change a tire.
Right.
Nobody keeps it there.
Good idea. We'll pop his hubcaps the next light.
All right. Chaz and AJ, how you're on?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
I'm on my way to work. Carry 9mm with me in my truck all the time.
Okay.
Yep.
That's
nowadays you have to.
Of course.
Right. What's in your truck?
Me and my family.
Okay. Right, I got you. Well, that's the most important package you could have.
Your cargo, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we're not in the truck, neither is the firearm, but when family's in there, we're in there together.
Exactly. Right.
Now, do you drive through sketchy places?
Try and avoid it if possible.
Yeah. I remember, hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, when Siri says, I'm scared.
Yeah. When Siri says, what are you doing here?
Right.
When Siri says,
I'm scared.
I remember being on Long Island, and, you know, GPS doesn't know the difference between whatever.
Right.
And we started going through this neighborhood, and young Chaz is, I don't know, just basically a toddler. And we're driving through this neighborhood, and as you go, you could tell, like, this is getting worse and worse. And then you see people standing around a barrel with the fire going.
Right.
And,
yep.
And then the next thing is, you know, whatever, like a car burnt out.
Yeah, when they're looking at you like, what are you doing
That's
here?
What happened.
Yep.
That's exactly what happened.
Yep.
Like, a dude's on the corner sees us, and he's, like, shaking his head, like, no.
Turn around.
No.
I don't know you.
Right.
But I should know you.
Right.
Yeah, like, dude.
Yep.
Dude, you shouldn't be here.
Yeah, make a wrong turn in Newark sometime.
Joe and Shelton, you have a weapon in your car right now?
Yeah, can't go wrong with a good old trucker tire thumper.
The trucker tire thumper.
Baseball bats truckers use to check their tire pressure.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Right. Nice.
That's what you do? You just thump the tire?
That's what tell the cops it is. Yeah, I got to check my tires with a bat.
But it doesn't tell you the exact pressure.
Let's know it's bouncy.
Okay, so it's like checking someone's reflexes, the kneecap.
Right.
So if you get a little bounce back, you're good.
Right, he'll check your head. Boom,
yep.
Boom.
Yep.
Look, it's bouncy.
Exactly.
Boom, boom. This one didn't bounce so well.
Have you ever had to use it or at least grab it?
Yeah, wield it.
Never used it. Thought about it, but no.
Okay. So you showed restraint.
Yeah.
Only an emergency.
Oh, wow. I see what it... You know what it looks... Yeah, it's exactly what you described, of course. It's a small billy club.
Yep.
But it also...
Exactly.
Some of them look like the little bats they would give away at Yankee Stadium
bat
day.
Yeah.
And then they were...
Those are great, too.
Someone said, you know, this is probably a bad idea.
These folks have been drinking.
Giving a bunch of little bats to New Yorkers who are drinking.
In the sun.
Not good. Yeah, right. Bad idea.
Yeah, it became beat day.
I had a collection of those for a while.
Oh, nice. They were so cool.
Yeah. Those are the best.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for... I don't even know if you're really a truck driver,
right.
Really.
That's okay. Doesn't matter.
Brain?
Yeah, he took mine. That's the same thing I was thinking of, but
nice.
Also a Maglite, one of the old cop editions.
You can't hit one of those. It hurts like a month.
How much do those things weigh? Too. It seems like it's 10 pounds.
But I'd love to have a statistic as to how many times it was used as a flashlight and how many times was it used to crack someone in the head.
Well, the whole point is you can do anything to it and it'll still work.
It still works.
Well, that's the neat thing.
Just
is
wipe
that,
the blood off, you're good.
Like, you didn't have to carry a flashlight and the nightstick.
Right.
At that point.
No.
Now it's just I'll carry the flashlight and I'm good.
Two in one.
Right.
Right. I use this as your lights.
Thank you.
Nice. Later, guys.
All right.
Nice.
We're talking about this guy who shot a ball bearing with a slingshot at a car.
Yeah.
You know, that's a weapon. He had it in the car for these times where it's like, I think I need to shoot a ball bearing at another person.
They actually have those for hunting. They're wrist rockets.
Yeah, I have one.
And they come with the ball bearings. Because I wanted one. I never got it, though.
Yeah. I had one.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the project house.
Yep.
I wouldn't shoot at live things, but I'd set up a target.
Exactly, right. I'd break a bottle somewhere.
Right. Hi, Chaz and AJ, you're on the air. Do you have a weapon in your car right now?
How's it going? Yeah, I'm an electrician. I got a 2.5-foot piece of KC Mill, 350. Weighs about 15 pounds.
Yeah.
What is that, a pipe?
Wire.
It's a wire. Oh.
It's a wire that hurts.
Yeah.
Oh,
it hurts.
Like a whip.
It'll break a bone.
Really?
I got I got the 9, too, just in case.
Yeah, just in case. in case that didn't work.
Well, you could be like Indiana Jones, right. You know? But you do the whole thing with the knife. Yeah. And then you
with
just,
the sword.
Yeah, the sword. And then you just pull out the gun.
Yep.
Good night. I don't like that laugh.
The laugh was evil, man.
I don't like that laugh.
Be good.
All right, boys. Have a good day.
Thank you.
AJ, do you have a weapon in your car?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I know you're a pistol permit carrier.
Yes.
Yeah.
I also have a bat.
Oh, okay.
It's to check my tires.
That's what it's for. I'm getting my whip sound effect here.
Okay. A whip. Yeah. Nice.
Where there's a whip, there's a way.
Why I have that. I don't know why I have it.
Okay.
Paulie in Stanford.
Good morning, guys. Great show. I carry a piece of copper, 4 inches around, probably a foot long, wrapped in plastic.
Nice.
Wrapped in
plastic. If that don't work, the .45 will get them.
There you go. All right, so try one, not than the other.
This is really a very helpful phone subject. It really should be titled, Why You Shouldn't Engage in Road Rage with Anyone.
Exactly.
Because you just don't know.
Exactly. Right. Just be nice.
So the copper pipe, is it filled with anything?
He's gone.
Yeah. Well, it's wrapped in plastic. I was going to ask if that's to get rid of DNA evidence after the fact.
Right.
Makes it easier to clean away.
Yeah, exactly.
Wipes clean with a damp cloth.
Oh, I'm trying to think. What was it? Was it a billy club or nunchucks? But I remember there was this fad of drilling it out and then filling it with, like, lead.
Yeah. Nunchucks.
Was it nunchucks?
Yeah, lead-filled nunchucks.
Oh, can you imagine?
Yeah. Well, first of all, you got to try and swing that sucker. Most of the time, you hit yourself with it. They became dumb chucks.
That would be funny video. Like, the guy's about to take you out, and he starts going like this, then he just...
Dunk, dunk. You just sit there, shake your head, take a picture of him, just take a selfie. There you go.
Fight over.
Well, yeah. that's the blackjack, right? Isn't that molded lead?
The blackjack is a handheld little
but
thing.
Isn't it molded lead?
I don't know.
It's wrapped in leather, but it's like molded lead.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. And maybe that's what everyone was modeling it after.
Maybe. I don't know. My friend carried a bowling pin.
It's a lot of work.
A bowling pin. Like, but you know what? It was gripped to your hand.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a place to grip it. There's a solid end, but you got to get real close.
Yes, you do.
You're within punching.
Yes, you do. Luckily, I never had to use it.
Range.
Right.
You know? We're going to get to this story about a guy shooting a ball bearing with a slingshot at a car, but it's clear he was driving around with a weapon in his car.
Yeah.
So we're asking you, what you got in your car to defend yourself. It's all about defense.
Defense,
not
right.
attacking.
Yes.
Paul on the road.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Not current, but back in the 70s, they used to equip school buses with an axe.
Nice.
God only knows why, but I suspect too many drivers were using them on the kids or something. I don't know.
Wait, yeah, the old bad-lax driving.
Yeah, there was that. Remember that time where people would just attack the kids with axes?
Boy, the kids, they didn't act up after that one.
No, it had to be to break out a window.
I'm assuming break a window, yeah. Yeah.
The only good thing you say we're for is if you got snow on the step. You remember when kids used to go to school when it was snowing?
Yeah.
Yep. Used to get snow on the step and the ice build up. You could break it off, it off.
It would kick up from the front tires onto that door, onto that step. Yep.
It's, I totally forgot about that, but now I'm flashing back and you're right.
Yep.
The buses had axes.
Yep. They did. Yeah. They did.
So fight off the other axe wielding murderers.
Yep, exactly. Right.
And I never heard an excuse why, but I assume it was the windows.
The ice.
Yeah, windows are ice.
Makes sense now.
That's wild.
Right.
Or unruly kids.
Or Jimmy couldn't cut a sandwich.
It's pizza day.
Right. Damn it, the slice is not working. I got this.
That's a good one, Paul.
Nice.
Thank you. Peter and Avon.
My name is Petra, and I have pepper spray and a taser in my car.
Nice.
Which one would you use first?
The taser.
Yeah, okay. Me too.
Now, it's the taser. You have to, like, run up and touch someone, right? It's not the kind you fire.
That's not the kind you fire, no.
Right.
You keep it in your purse or in your pocket.
It looks like a shaver.
Handy.
Yep.
Have you ever used it on anyone?
No.
Yeah, you don't want to confuse.
Have you practiced with it?
Yeah.
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 I tried.
Good.
Nice.
Man, you got to practice with it.
Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah, it works great. We're in Christmas time. You have a long line.
Or you just missed the line with pepper spray.
Damn it.
Goodbye.
Number two.
Mm. Bye.
Good for you, Petra.
Thank you, Petra.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
You too.
Thanks so much.
Gary in Naugatuck.
She sounds so nice, but I wouldn't want to piss her off.
Right? No, she definitely sounds like she has a, you know, an evil side to
it's
her.
It's the quiet one you got to watch out for.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe not an evil
good
side,
morning,
but
guys.
Don't make her mad. Hey, good morning.
Exactly.
Don't wake the beast.
Right. What's up, dude?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I start with pepper spray.
Menu?
This is like a chef.
Right. First, we'll start pepper spray. Yeah. Ah, about 3/4 ounces of that.
Pepper spray.
And we add a little bit pepper of a sprayed nightstick.
Right. First, you got
to
beat
then
it.
Then I go to my fire extinguisher, and then I got a fish beater for beating the bluefish down in the sound.
A fish beater. And my friend was one of those.
Jesus.
My friend was a fish beater.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have a good day, guys.
You too. Right, thank you.
All right. Thank you.
A fish beater.
That sounds like a practiced set of weapons.
Why'd you beat the fish?
It's like preparing a steak. First, I marinate it, then I pound it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And I fry it.
Yes. Turn it into a chicken cutlet.
Vinny in Milford.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Morning to you.
I carry two things in my van.
Okay.
I have a machete and I have an oak axe handle.
Wow.
Which one do you go to first? What's your go-to?
The machete, it's right on the side of my seat.
There you
gee,
go.
Boo, boo, boo.
Right. So you see some guy walking with only one ear.
I got to tell you, I don't care how mad I am, and I don't care how small the person is in the vehicle. They get out with a machete. I'm like, I am out of here.
You become Van Gogh.
I am gone.
Yep.
Goodbye. Fight is over.
Yep.
You win.
Taped up axe handle.
I had a road rage incident. Lady cut me off. She was trying to get around me. I was looking for an address, so I was slowing down. She got mad and cut around me and then stopped her vehicle, got out of it. I pulled the machete out. On a lady. Because she was screaming, yelling, coming at me.
Right.
So I took the machete out. I threw it on the dashboard, and I ran my thumb across my throat.
Oh.
She turned around, got back in the car, and took off.
Wow. All right, so it worked. So it worked. Intimidation worked.
I didn't even have to get out.
Right.
I didn't even have to get out.
That's the best part. The laugh afterwards. The laugh afterwards kind of got me. I'll shave your legs.
Yeah. That's great. Thank you. That's all you want.
Again.
Just diffuse the situation with...
Right. A hand gesture.
The threat of murder.
A hand gesture works sometimes.
Yeah. Here's the knife. Right. This is where it's going. Right here, across your neck.
Right. This is a visual aid.
It's going to open you up like a Pez dispenser.
This is a visual aid.
How important is this argument to you?
Right.
You have to figure that one out
Think about that.
No follow-up questions. Thank you.
Let me just go in your car.
And she was like, I think you're right. Not important.
You know what? Lunch is calling.
Now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to see my family
I'm
again.
Good. Thank you.
Police said they arrested a man that shot a ball bearing at a car traveling in South Windsor. The man was identified in both incidents as a 44-year-old guy from Enfield. After gathering a description of his car, they determined that East Windsor police were investigating a breach of peace at a Walmart.
Huh.
They confirmed that at the scene at the Walmart that it was the guy they were looking for.
Well,
it's like, oh, that's our guy.
Yep.
Same dude.
Police found a slingshot and ball bearings that matched the hole size in the highway victim's window.
Wow. Slingshot.
He was taken into custody, released on a $500 bond.
And we're talking
about the weapons you have in your car. 1-877-764-2535. That is old school.
It is. Plus, I mean, how do you drive while doing that? Use your knees for the steering wheel. All right, I got a straightaway. Now I get my shot.
Oh, that freaking hurts, though.
Oh, God.
Ball bearing from a slingshot.
Yeah.
Mike and Antonio, what do you have in your car?
I carry a 45 SIG.
Nice.
Ooh.
SIG. Awesome.
What kind of bullets?
Hollow point.
Nice. There you go.
All right.
Yep. That's a problem. They go in and they just do a lot of damage. Right. They don't just go right through.
No.
They just open up and...
They wander.
Yeah, they're...
Yeah, you go over there. I'll go over here. You go over here. Yeah.
It's like, you're not coming back from this.
Right. Yeah, what's the thing? Exit wound.
Mm.
Yep. On the way out, it's a lot bigger than the way in.
Yeah.
Yep.
Have you ever had to pull it?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever had to pull it out?
Yes, a couple of times.
Really?
A couple of times. Wow.
What happened?
It's just that, you know, when you're driving and, you know, there's a lot of road rage that goes on, you know, a ton of road rage.
Yeah.
And I'm just a regular driver. You know, I keep the speed limit.
Yeah.
And I was traveling one day and, you know, this guy was trying to pass me on the left, which is obviously illegal. So, you know, I was just maintaining my speed and, you know, he was getting closer and closer and closer to the bumper, and I actually sped up a little bit, you know. And so what ended up happening was I tried to pull over to the side, and he ended up ramming me.
Oops.
And actually,
wow.
Actually spinning the car out. So he actually spun me out. He hit the side, so like the side where the gas tank is, you know, like when you do a pit maneuver.
Yeah.
So he spun me out, and then he pulled over, and I was sitting in the car, you know, trying to, gain my consciousness. And I was picked up the phone. I called 911, and I was trying to call the police. He punched through the window, and he just shattered my window. And,
There you go. Now it's on.
Yep.
Well, he attacked you when he hit the car.
Right.
Almost killed you.
Yeah.
And then now he's coming to finish the job.
Right.
You absolutely had a right to pull the gun.
Excellent. Yep.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, I don't know what this guy is going to do. He's obviously beyond road rage at this point.
Yeah, he snapped.
Yeah, busting a window with your fist, that's pretty severe.
Where's that AJ sound? Dong?
Dong?
Yeah, that guy's brain popped.
Yep.
Yeah. So what happened when you pulled the gun? Did he back off?
So I pulled the gun, and... Well, first I had to, like, you know, I was trying to get his hands off my coat because he took the phone and smashed it. So then my right hand was free, and I keep it right on the side of where your shifter is, like,
yeah.
Right there.
Holy crap.
Better. Yeah, it's faster access than having to go into your seat or in your glove compartment, you know?
Yeah.
So I had this hand finally, this hand was free, so I grabbed it, and, you know, it's already cocked back.
I was going to say you had it cocked already, yeah.
Right. So then I pulled it on him and I said, get the F away from me, you know, and he just started staring at the end of the barrel, you know, because the 45 is it's a big hole.
Yeah. You know? And so would he.
really Your head hole. Would look like after the Terminator
right.
shot the
right.
after Arnold
like
shot the other Terminator.
Yeah. Like a Y.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly. So, you know, it's like, hey. You know, should I, you know, leave the guy alone or do I really want to go through with this?
Processing it, yeah.
You know, yeah. So he just stared at me for like a good 8 seconds.
That's insane. I wouldn't need that much time.
Right. Yeah. Maybe running two shoes sitting there.
Yeah. Well, that's how far gone this guy was.
Yeah.
The road rage is like.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had,
this guy belongs with the white coats, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, so it was just like, you know, he looked at her for about 8 seconds and said, okay, you know, let me go
Great.
Back to my car. So then, yeah, and then the police arrested him, you know, and they charged him with assault and battery.
Nothing for you, right? Because.
I'm sorry?
You got nothing.
Yeah,
no charges,
you didn't get
right?
charged, did you?
No.
Cool.
No. No, I wasn't charged with anything.
Wow.
Huh.
That is wild.
I mean, it was self-defense.
Yeah.
That happened in Connecticut?
Yeah. I live in Ansonia, so it was going towards Route 8 North.
Okay.
Wow.
Right.
That's really...
Right.
That's as wild as it gets.
And yelled me for a window.
Like, the dude knocked you, like, rammed you, knocked, spun you out.
Right. And then busted the window
with his fist. Then gets out, comes to... Like, that wasn't enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm going to finish you. Punches through the window and grabs you.
Right.
Wow.
But you changed his mind, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. You
Very nice. So you had to change his mind like that.
You had the equalizer.
Exactly, yes.
I mean, I couldn't even imagine what would happen, you know, I mean, if I didn't have it, you know, I mean.
Yeah,
it
might smash your phone.
Like, yeah.
All right, Mike, thank you.
Yeah, be
Thanks
safe.
For calling.
Okay, happy Friday, guys.
You too, thanks so much. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Let's keep it that way.
We lost Mike in New Haven. He was holding for a while. Apologize, Mike. We tried to get to you.
Yeah.
Matt in Wallingford.
Good morning.
Hi.
Morning.
So I always carry a knife on me, and then I've got a inch and a half solid steel ball bearing wrapped in paracord like a monkey's fist so you can swing it.
I'm trying to picture that. Wait. Wait.
Can you imagine getting
like
hit by that?
Like
sound like AJ in a football montage.
Like a bang, like a mace?
Okay.
Bang.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so like a mace. You get the thing when you go, okay.
Wow. Yeah,
right, that'll hurt. Much. That'll hurt.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
This is why I don't engage in this stuff anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, just please go around me. I'm just not going to power break you. I'm not doing anything. I'm not making eye contact. I'm not giving you the finger. I don't want any problems.
Yeah. Now I just let them go and watch down the road, see if they get pulled over by a cop.
Yeah, that's my hope.
Yep.
Wow, Matt. Yep. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's pretty badass.
Yes, it is.
Like, you have to be
medieval.
Slightly devious to come up with that one.
That's kind of medieval. Yes. Mm. Yes.
That's like a MacGyver kind of, all
right. Right, I'll make my own weapon.
I'm going to make something here.
Right. I know.
Glassdoor Tom.
I would like to know the ones that he created. He's like, not good enough.
Right.
Right, the ones that didn't
make Let's see, baseball bat with a spike in it.
Nah. I cut myself on that one.
Go ahead, man.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
How are you?
Good.
So the first thing I want to say is I'm an NRA safety instructor for pistol. I'm the guy you go to get your license.
Right.
Gotcha.
And that guy that was just talking, that was pitted and the guy's punching through his window.
Yeah.
You still cannot pull your weapon to defend yourself at that point. Unless the guy has a weapon on him, you can't use your handgun at that point.
Like what kind of weapons? Like a knife, another gun, a baseball bat? Like what qualifies as the weapon?
Another gun, definitely.
Right.
Probably knife.
How about a bat?
Probably knife.
A bat with bat work?
Probably knife.
Okay.
Yeah, because the police could say, well, you still weren't in imminent danger. He was just trying to show something dangerous to intimidate you.
Right.
The law is very specific where you have to be in imminent danger.
Nice.
Like, just like in your house, you can't go outside your bedroom when somebody breaks into your home. Absolutely cannot do that.
Has to be at the entry.
Well, we'll see
house
how that all works out.
Yeah, really. I'd rather answer the questions later.
Yeah.
No.
I'm going to get
totally
myself a good
agree.
Attorney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally agree. I carry a 9 all the time myself, but you have to be extremely careful with that. Mm. You can't even use it as a show of force.
All right. So you got to carry a knife with you and drop it by the guy and say, look at the knife.
You got to put it in their hand.
Right.
So their prints are on it.
I need you to hold this for a second.
Yeah. It's a problem now with too many cameras.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. You know what I mean?
That's good to know.
We're just talking here.
Yeah, no, of course.
Talking seriously.
I gotcha, and I just wanted to give a heads up.
That's
on
a good
that,
point.
That is a very slippery slope.
Yeah.
But as for myself, I always carry a 9mm Springfield XD.
Nice.
It's called.
Man.
Springfield
if
XD.
If this, you know, I already knew, like, I gave up on my days of road rage.
Yeah, yeah.
But if this doesn't convince you to just let it go.
Folks are packing, people.
People have
yes
ball bearings wrapped in wire.
Yes, they got like
electric cables, copper pipe, and plastic
pepper spray and tasers.
Yeah,
they got everything.
And that was the nice lady.
Yes.
Good morning.
Hi.
Morning. Who's here? It's Boss Keith.
Stupid internet's down, so nobody can complain about this segment. So that's a win.
Oh,
so feel free
Twitter's
to email
down?
Yeah,
or Twitch.
So feel free to email me. I'll never get it. But I tell you, if this internet is down at noon, I'm leaving. I'm going to go to a bar. That's my place.
Yeah, what's the point?
Right. Cool. If I can't use the internet, and there'll be no music on the air on Monday, so good luck.
Fun.
Oh, you'll like that, actually. Yeah. That's a win.
Well, I'll be sleeping Monday. Yes.
Chaz and AJ, the water doctor. Boss Keith, top 5.
Earlier this week, I went to Florida with the children. So my parents live in Florida in the winter. They live in Sarasota.
Snowbirds, yeah.
Yeah, they're snowbirds. So I went to Sarasota and I went to Disney. So this is my top 5 takeaways from Florida last week. Number 5. people are and continue to be the grossest. Now, as you know from Dumbass News, Florida is sort of a breeding ground for the worst people.
Yes.
So the residents of Florida are all gross. Then you add in all the tourist pigs from around the country, and it is the most unattractive crowd you have ever seen. So South Beach, Miami is the only
exception.
Does that
make you feel better about yourself?
Oh, it does.
When you're the hottie, yeah.
I'm hot.
Right, I look great. And there is no self-awareness. I know to not go shirts off a lot of the times because I'm sort of a chubby ghost. But these folks are in the tightest shirts, crop tops, big fat guys in like giant sweatpants. It's hysterical. What people wear.
It's just the norm. Just how it is.
But these are people who have given up.
But it's everybody. You walk around Disney World and you say, doesn't anybody look in a mirror before they come to the park?
Yeah, when they're wearing a guest shirt, I think in 425.
Right, it's a lot of that. And it's so many people in those little scooter things, not because they're injured or handicapped or whatever, it's just because they're giant. It's hysterical.
Right.
It is a hysterical place to be, and if you want to feel and look cool, that's where you go.
What an endorsement of scooters, though.
Right.
If we can move them.
Yeah.
But it is astounding. Number four. Speaking of chubby ghosts, I had 3 all-you-can-eat buffets in 3 days. I mentioned this on the show before.
That's all you got down there.
Right. So see, now, if you lived down there,
I would be one of these people.
You'd be a scooter person.
Right. That's what happens.
In a guest shirt.
I would be a scooter person.
Right.
So, there's nothing better than an all-you-can-eat buffet. I believe I've recommended to go to some around Connecticut. There's some good ones.
A good sneeze guard, yes.
I had 16 shrimp cocktails. 16! 16 shrimp.
God. You know, how are you not just, like the color, like a...
Or have gout.
Yeah, you have that orange, the flamingos.
not a lot of hots at these all-you-can-eat buffets, in case you were worried. And then you got to eat in a strategy. So I go breakfast. So I have a make-your-own omelet and bacon and sausage.
Nice. Right.
Then I go apps. So that's when I have shrimp cocktail and salad with all the Parmesan peppercorn.
I love shrimp.
Then I go lunch foods. So at that point, I'll go to the carving station.
Parmesan peppercorn. Any goodness you are getting from the salad, gone.
Man, do I love... I would bathe in Parmesan peppercorn. I would eat Parmesan peppercorn for breakfast. It is the best of the dressings. but either way.
Pour it on ice cream.
Lunch foods, and then you end with desserts. And I had, of the 3 days, I had 6 key lime pies. They were small versions.
You got to have them in Florida.
Right,
though.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Did you rent a large car?
And the kids at some point were like, Dad, this seems... like a lot. And I go, it's fine. No, we paid $40 to be here.
When you feel like a waterbed when you're laying down, right, it's a problem.
Let Dad do that. I'm more shade at the beach now.
Through a mouthful of shrimp, he's like, I got pie coming.
And it really is the only meal of the day. But then at 7 at night, you're like, well, we should get a pizza. We're on vacation.
Right. Justify anything.
Number 3, Disney has you by the balls. So if you don't want to wait in line for 7 hours, you have to buy what's called Disney Genie Plus, right? So you buy a ticket, a regular ticket. It's like $150.
Okay.
And
per ticket.
Per ticket. So there's 3 of us. And then basically to allow you to cut the line, you've got to buy this Genie Plus thing, which is surge pricing. So every day it's different. Monday it's like $24, but on Tuesday it's $30 per person. And so you're in for like $1,000, and you haven't ridden a ride or had a turkey leg or anything.
That's the magic
of
Disney.
And there's a cap. So like even if you want to spend a lot up front and just get this Genie thing over and over again, they cap you at 3.
Wow.
Like you can't just do it to infinity and just cut the line all day. You get 3 rides.
There,
what?
That's it?
No, he's wrong. They changed it.
Oh, they did change? Okay.
So the way you do it is you wake up early.
You've been fact-checked.
You book a ride. You get on the ride. As soon as you get off the ride, you can book another ride. Then you go to that ride. And as soon as you get off that, they assign
you
times.
So you can only book one ride.
At a time. So I booked.
But you can go on as many as you can get on.
Right. So which means you're basically there the whole day. So I book Space Mountain for, 8 a.m. I ride Space Mountain. When I get off Space Mountain, I can book the next ride, which says go to Thunder Mountain at like 9:30.
So in the morning, you're rolling out a map, and it's like a military operation.
It is.
We're starting here,
right,
and we're working our way around.
So with Epcot, which is gigantic, I'm with my, like, elderly parents. And I was like, we got to go from fake France all the way back to the globe, back to fake Italy. And they're like, Keith, we're going to rest. I go, then no rides for you.
Yeah, well,
yeah, we're out.
Like, this GD Plus was a waste of money on you.
Got to get some scooters. Fun. Get some scooters.
They wouldn't. They're ridiculous. They should have been on the scooters.
Okay.
And I said, you're 76 years old. Get on the scooter so we're not sitting around here waiting for you so we can get to the next line. And my dad's like, I'm not riding those scooters. This is stupid.
Someone's eating my shrimp right now.
Get on the scooters.
You know, it's funny. I've been to Disney. I've seen family screaming at each other. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm glad I don't know anyone like that. Apparently, I do.
Yep.
He's 76 years old. Like, get on the goddamn scooter. Like, what are we trying to prove? Like, what are we proving?
He gets to walk.
That we can't get from fake Germany to a figment imagination ride.
Didn't we start by saying that you're mad at these people on the scooters? <You're> going...
No, but I'm making a good point. Number two. Yeah. Okay, so the highlight of Disney World always was that the people who work there are so nice and they're accommodating. That is over. The old days of people and employees there being nice and magical are done. It is like everywhere else in America now. They're mean. They're pissed. They all wish they were TikTok influencers. The concierge at my hotel, I had legitimate questions about this Disney Genie Plus nonsense.
You were that person, weren't you?
But this guy.
What was the question?
Like, I wanted to know, so what time do I have to get up to get on the Guardians of the Galaxy ride, which is not Genie Plus. It's a stupid other thing called Virtual Queue. There were questions. Like, legit questions.
Right, like, what time can I get in line?
For a hotel room, I bought two hotels. Like, it was expensive. They should be nice.
Did you talk to him in this manner?
No, I was very regular. I was very regular, till I was.
I see your problem.
His regular is loud, though.
Right, I said, hi, you know, I'm staying here. I guess this doesn't sound nice.
Now that you hear yourself back.
Like, I have some questions about, we really want to get on the Guardians of the Galaxy ride. Like, what do I got to do? What time
that's
do I
like
have to
the
wake
ride
up?
Now.
It's the hottest
like, that's
ride.
The, that's
we got
the
on
new
it.
Big ride.
Okay.
But God knows, we were running, and my dad wanted to ride the ride, and I was like, old man! Like, pick up this pace.
Save yourself. Knees to chest. I can't do it. Knees to chest. Knees to chest. Knees to chest. Go, go, go.
So you go up to these dickheads at the hotel, and to get the answers, the guy was like, yeah, you know, I don't know. Here's a map. You're the concierge.
Right. Give me a time.
At a Disney hotel.
Tell me the time.
All of them jerks. I asked for restrooms. They're like, yeah, that way. Like, in the old days, they were very nice and, like, bubbly, and now they are just not.
Yeah, nice to see you, sir. Here, let me walk you to the restroom.
You know what's funny?
I wrote a TripAdvisor review. I was so pissed.
Oh, wow.
If the station went there right now, we could still hear him.
His voice is still echoing through Disney.
But think about the amount of money spent. Like, you would be pissed, too.
Oh, yeah. I won't go there in the first place.
Get on the... Guardian
yes.
of the Galaxy.
And it was
cool.
Excellent.
Was it awesome. Worth it?
Yeah. It was one of the best rides I've ever been.
Really?
Yeah. But
you lost 5 years of your life, but
you know, there's a lot that goes into this. This is I'm tired.
How long did you have to wait in line and how long was the ride?
Well, no, it's not like that, because you can't wait in line because you gotta wake up at 7 a.m. and you gotta get in the virtual queue, and then it assigns you a time, and if you miss the time because your dad's too goddamn slow, you're off the ride. But we figured it out.
Oh, okay, good.
So I woke up.
Oh yeah, and you can't be like, oh, there's gonna be five of us and then show up with three and be like, we're waiting for the other two. They're like, nope.
Oh, they'll tase
really?
You.
Nope.
Right. Oh, yeah.
The Mickey taser is really cool.
You got to be real serious about that.
The ears touch it.
So
it is important to them to keep the wait time as low as possible. And if they're constantly waiting for groups to have like
you're
the straggler come in,
right.
you're just out of line.
Snooze
okay, but what if you said we had five, two
one
are
died.
Not coming today.
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
So that happened because my youngest daughter bailed on Guardians of the Galaxy. So I booked for four, and
wow.
She said, this looks too scary. I'm not doing it. And I go, all right, you stay here with your grandmother. We got to go. So the three of us ran. Well, two of us ran, and one sort of hobbled.
Okay, so now she knows in the zombie apocalypse, dad's
she's
leaving
being
her behind.
Right, your meat.
But you have to wake up at 6:55 in the morning. So I woke up at 6:55. You have to get in the virtual queue at 7 a.m., which means you're on the stupid app, you got to hit a button, and it sells out in 1 minute. So if you do it at 7:02, you're not getting on the ride.
Damn.
So I do it, and then it shoots me back an email that says your party of four can ride the ride at 2:05. So
2:05.
So at about 1:45.
And you were on right at 7.
Right, and I was on right at 7. I don't mess around, you know? So at 1:45, I was at Fake France or wherever I was. I was like, we got to make our move because Guardians of the Galaxy is on the whole other side of the park. So we did it. We rode the ride. It was, I don't know, 7 minutes long. It was really fun. Great. I'm glad I did it. But I don't know. all this rigmarole.
You know,
I haven't gotten to number one.
It sounds like you had a relaxing vacation.
I didn't.
I was just going to say.
I've been jumped. My youngest daughter has an ear infection in like every ear.
You yelling.
My oldest daughter. And I've just been, every night I've gone to bed at 9 since we got home. I'm a wreck.
Wow.
But that's not going to screw up my weekend. I got to go out on the weekend. You know my policy. All right, number one.
Get french fries.
Right. I plan to get french fries.
Right.
Number one, I went on a Dolphins and Donuts tour in Sarasota. First off, great idea.
Dolphins and Donuts?
Yeah, so it's at 9 in the morning, and they give you donuts while you, like, tool around Siesta Key and you look at dolphins.
Okay, that's cool.
Real fun. Great donuts.
I like that.
But, man, what these kind of things just make me so depressed. Like, oh, Keith, you've done this all wrong. So you come out into Siesta Key, and it's like every single mansion right on the water. And the whole thing is mansions, and it's celebrity mansions, and it's people you never heard of, and, you know, people that invented stuff, and the guide sort of pointing out the dolphins, but I'm just looking at these mansions saying, oh, if I didn't get a C-minus in chemistry, maybe we would be better here.
The guy that sells all the Disney tickets.
I got a D-plus in Algebra 2, where I could be living in Siesta Key in a magical house, but here we are in this building with you guys with no internet. That's it. That's my Florida trip.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup, and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana. Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.